BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's podcast, including a little show and tell. Real or no real with one of our listeners, we got our Friday bangers out. And it's that time of year again when the student election videos start to roll in. Toby's got a cracking one for us. Thank you to Matt Edmondson for doing this show for the last couple of days while I was doing the breakfast show.
I mean, like, at one point, Scott, he was going to do Bumble-O Thursday.
I know. I mean, he is really pushing it now.
It's just cheeky as well, isn't it? There's like...
I know that you rang up to keep him in check.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's like a time and a place, I think, for some of your antics, Matt.
Yep.
And between 1 and 4 is not it.
Absolutely agree with you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Last night, mate, I actually thought of you.
Why?
I actually wished you were there with me last night because you would have lost it. I went to see Craig David.
Oh, old school.
It was proper loads of old school garage and new as well. So Craig was kind of DJing but singing over the top. I won't do it justice, but here's the kind of idea. Fill me in. That. It was awesome.
Oh, no, keep going with that.
No, no.
We can use that in the gap.
So good. So that, like, he does like a massive long, maybe like an hour set of like old school stuff, all his old tunes, but like over new beats. And then Katie B appears and does the new single.
Yeah.
And then at the end, Big Tasty comes on. Big Nasty comes on.
Did he? Of course he did.
Yeah.
I heard it was
in a
rammed suit. As well.
It was absolutely rammed.
Yeah.
I mean, Nasty, you could have dressed up a bit more, mate. Those are like the jogging bottoms I wear at home. Do you know what I mean? But he was good.
He is back, isn't it? It is a proper resurgence.
Yeah. People were loving it. Like, all you could see was people like Snapchatting themselves and just singing along. It was so good last night. Good night, Craig David.
He tweeted you as well. I did see that, actually.
Yeah, he said, thanks for the support from day one.
How cool is that?
Yes, Craig. I'm so glad he's back. He's just such a nice bloke. It was really good last night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, everyone's on my Twitter saying that I called Big Nasty Big Tasty by mistake. Obviously, that was a mistake. If you're listening, Nasty, I don't want no beef with you.
Is that another joke? Big
remember,
Tasty.
Remember when I first met him, he got me in a headlock?
Yeah. Well, he has said previously that he's a massive fan of yours.
Yeah, no, I like him as well, but I did just call him Big Tasty, so apologies. That was Adele, and When We Were Young on BBC Radio 1. Adele says even more new music is coming soon. She said during her Belfast show that she might be performing a new song by the end of her world tour. But she hasn't written it yet. It's quite a long tour.
I mean, that's quite a promise, isn't it?
It is. It's like, I'll have a new one that's not on the album.
It's a bit vague as well.
It's very vague, but I like it. If you missed us on breakfast yesterday, Carol Kirkwood was getting all sorts of annoyed with us off of BBC Weather because we basically asked people to flood her Twitter with pictures of snow.
Yeah.
And you didn't even have to be in the snow. I just told people to Google snow pics and send them to Carol.
She basically tweeted something along the lines of, you know, thank you for all your pictures of weather, but please stop.
Yeah. So we got people to send more. And then she stormed the studio and told us off.
Scott and Chris, you are disgraceful, frankly. I'm ashamed to even have you in my contacts book. So, do you know what? I'm going downstairs with my Tippex.
She can't do it because she's the nicest woman in the whole of the weather. Can't tell you off. Sorry about the snow pics there, Carol.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
1. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Toby.
Hi, Toby. How can I help?
I've just won my student election.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yep, it was basically all down to a video I made. It went down pretty well.
Oh, it's that time of year again, isn't it, Chris?
Are you one of those then? So, well, yeah, firstly, congratulations for winning. I mean, what role have you gone for?
Guild president. Same as union president. Exeter just called it a guild, yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Essex.
Okay, but university where?
Exeter.
Are you like the Donald Trump of Exeter?
That is pretty much it, yeah. Nailed it.
So did you run a ferocious campaign then?
Absolutely. No, it was basically 90% the video, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so you're one of those then that's made a campaign video.
Yeah, everyone makes campaign videos. But
they do.
This one was, it had to be a cut above the rest. It took a lot of effort from a lot of people, called in favours I didn't have, and it paid off.
Oh, wow. On your video, Toby, what did you go for?
Well, the idea of a housemate of mine, Rob Cross, was to go for a thrift shop style video. If you remember a couple of years ago, there was Vote Jason for Sports and Development from Roy Holloway.
That was a very popular one. Do you know what? Actually, I'm going to put this out there, Toby. That was one of my favourite ones.
It was good.
No, me too.
He went big on that one with the video as well. He even bought himself a big coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I bought the coat as well. Only went around thrift shops, went about 10 or 12 thrift shops to try and find that perfect coat. Fortunately, we found it. And I'm not going to lie, that held the video together.
Is your video on YouTube then?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay. What do we look for?
Is it a Vote Toby?
Type in Vote Toby for Guild President. You'll find it.
Okay, good. Just looking at that now.
So this is something that started happening a couple of years ago. We noticed it, right, Scott? Loads of people started popping up with these campaign videos to help in their campaign to get into the student union.
It seems to be the thing to do now. If you want to win, you've got to do like a version of a popular video.
Absolutely, yeah. I think you either go serious and just tell people your manifesto points, but no one's going to engage in that. It's all about making it exciting. Make a bit of a fool of yourself, but as long as you get the manifesto points in there, people are still going to listen.
Is it better than Vote George, though?
I'm just not sure. That's right. The thing, isn't it?
Let's remind ourselves of Vote George from a couple of years ago.
Vote George!
I take on Beyonce there, Drunk in Love.
So good, a classic of our time. Toby, I'm on your video. You've had nearly 22,000 views.
You're joking.
Yeah, it's gone down pretty well. I am honestly blown away with it.
Tobes, are you going to be lording it up in VIP at Radio 1's big weekend?
That's the thing. Well, down in Exeter, it has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're going to be like you're going to have the keys to the city.
Yeah, you're the prez. So this video actually worked.
It did, yeah, absolutely. I think it got the most votes any Guild President's ever got. And that'll be all down to the video.
Would you say it's a landslide victory, Tobes?
I would say it was just about a landslide victory, yeah.
I love that.
That's huge, man.
Okay. Right, so what songs did you go for? You went for Macklemore?
So the original idea was Macklemore, but it had been done before purely that. So we thought, Rob Cross and I thought it had to be Hello to start with because everyone's seen that video.
Lots of people are doing Adele though. We're getting lots of campaign videos with Adele on.
Adele starts it, and then we go into thrift shop, and then we have a break with Uptown Funk, and then back to thrift shop to finish. So we thought, keep people interested, have a bit of a mashup, and see how it goes.
I mean, all of those songs are winners.
Yeah, Uptown Funk, another one that is used quite a lot in these situations. Yeah. So, I like the way you credit Rob Cross the same way as, you know, when Sam Smith collected his Oscar and the writer was with him.
Yeah,
it feels to me Rob Cross is that guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I couldn't have done it without him. I couldn't have done it without a whole bunch of people. So he needs credit.
Listen, we've got your video.
Yep.
And we're going to go through it in a second. I can't wait to hear this.
Awesome.
Wait right there, Toby. The Scott Mills Daily. So this is Toby, and he is celebrating. What have you won, Toby?
Guild President at Exeter University.
With his video, which he believes is 90% the reason why he's won.
Yeah, absolutely. 90% the reason why I won.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that you went for the big role at the uni as well, straight to president.
Yeah.
Not mucking around with VP comms or anything like that.
No, just go straight to the top.
Absolutely. Well, if you're going to put the time in and make this video, it's going to go for big, isn't it?
You're going to make Exeter great again.
Exeter's always been great, Scott.
Yeah, well, what
policy? That's why Radio 1's big weekend is here.
Of course.
That's right.
Any controversial policies of yours that you'd like to flag up? Not building a wall, are you?
I'm not building a wall, no. More microwaves on the campus is pretty universally popular. That's got to be it.
Okay.
More microwaves.
Is that right?
That's right.
Right, okay. Oh, I like your policies.
All right, though, Scott, Tobes got 22,000 views of his video, though. This is big in the game. This must be a good one.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I have your video here, Toby.
Awesome.
Toby Gladwin.
What do you think?
Well, I'm going to go through it right now. I've not heard it yet.
Okay, good.
Let's share it with the Radio 1 listeners and see what they think.
Awesome, okay.
So it starts with a bit of Adele.
Hello.
Wow.
Oh.
It's me. What you are about to see will persuade you to vote for me. Well, I mean, hopefully, I'm gonna show you why guilt president is just a job for me. So here's my manifesto in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, this is good, Toby.
Go on, Tobes.
It is good. I noticed in the video you're using some hot girls.
They're friends of mine.
Right.
You can think of them what you want, yeah?
Okay, and also the phone is too modern, Tobes.
It is a little bit, isn't it? We
yeah.
had to work with what we had. A lot of people have picked up on the fact that we put an electric kettle on the hob. That's
yeah.
just a little... Yeah, that's... I'm not going to lie, regretting that move now.
There must be someone with a flip phone in Exeter.
I couldn't find them.
So to describe the video, at that point, just when you think he's about to burst into the chorus, and good singing, by the way, Toby.
Really good.
I wish I could claim credit for the singing. That was another thing I had to outsource.
Is that Robert?
It's not you.
No, it's a guy called Michael Luya from Semitone, the next Acapella group.
What do you mean it's not you singing?
Oh, it's not me singing.
Oh.
Trust me, I wouldn't have got the votes or the views if it wasn't me singing.
Oh, no.
This is the thing about politicians. You only find out the stuff afterwards, don't you?
Yeah, after you voted for them.
It is most definitely too late to take the votes back. I was happily taking credit during the week, but Michael Luya needs the credit now.
That's a scandal
yeah,
right
it
there,
is, actually.
Toby.
It
is. You're right, I apologise.
Yeah.
So just when you think he's about to go into the chorus, it cuts to
Switches.
You in a big coat, and it looks like you're about to do Macklemore.
Karaoke version.
I'm gonna make some room, need more study space on this campus.
Now, is that you singing?
Have a guess.
Not yeah, again. You fooled us again, Tobes.
That's it. I sing one line and you'll have to wait to the end to hear it.
But hang on. In the video, then, are you miming along to someone else?
Of course, yeah. No, it's miming along to a pre-recorded version.
Well, that's terrible.
That's how everyone does it, surely.
Okay, let's hear more.
Walk into the shop like whatever, like some cheap food. The marketplace's prices while they get me in a mood. A brand new supermarket that'll be real. People like,
damn, it's a great ass meal deal.
Strolling down from here and heading to the lemon grove. Gonna open it in the day and you'll be coming in your droves. Wanna get some curly fries, we gotta use the cash machine. Probably should have bought notes.
Who's your friend in the supermarket?
Have a guess. It's Rob Cross, of course.
Oh, wow.
It's Rob Cross.
Say hi to Rob for me. Is that you rapping there?
I don't rap in anything.
Oh, my God, you're such a fraud.
All the way through.
Seriously, I don't even know where we got you on. No part of it is you.
I'm the guy in shot.
Great.
I'm not going to revel if you vote for me. Then I'll take it to the next level. They have one microwave, I'll get more microwaves. You want some boiling water? Then I'll get you kettles. Hello, hello, I'm not done, hell no. Leaving for the summer, take your bike home, hell no. Make an exchange and I'll set up sales sites. Just the next freshest can be like,
oh, he got a wheel lad. I'm gonna need more bike racks on this campus.
Okay, yes. Let me ask you a question. Now that you've actually been elected,
mm-hmm.
will there be more microwaves?
The best thing about it was that a member of staff from the university came up to me in elections week and said, we're looking to get bike racks already on this campus. And
right.
I would like to have it.
Okay, you're avoiding the question, politician style. Will there be more microwaves?
Yes, there will be more microwaves.
Will there be more bike racks?
Of course.
Right.
Wait, where are you putting these microwaves? I've just got visions of sort of like...
Loads of them.
Loads of microwaves.
they'll be everywhere. They'll be everywhere.
Sure.
Nice.
That's what he says.
Okay, so that's two songs into the mega mash that is your campaign video. But that wasn't enough, was it? You had to go for a third song.
Then it goes to Uptown Funk.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. You should vote for me. You should vote to be.
Nice.
You should vote for me. You should vote to be. Is it V to the O to the T and the E? To the OB and Y.
Wow.
Said you should vote for me. You should vote Toby. I said vote, get on it. If you're guilty, then flaunt it. Gonna improve the room booking system. Deal with society and council line. I said vote, get on it. If you're guilty, then flaunt it. Well, it's coming week and we're on the hill. Don't believe me, just vote.
Okay.
Oh, it's good.
It is good.
To be fair to him, whether it's him singing or not,
I don't care now.
It is good.
Yeah.
You understand why I did it then.
It never bothered me about Britney Spears. It doesn't bother me about you.
Excellent.
This is what they need to do in America. One of these style videos. That would be a game changer.
That's it. Oh, Hillary Clinton needs to do this.
I think she needs to do Uptown Funk Sharpish.
Yeah. And more microwaves all around.
Please, Hillary.
More microwaves around the US, yeah.
More bike racks at the White House, please.
Yeah.
Wow, well done.
Thank you very much.
You've done well there.
It's gone down amazingly well. I'm, like, blown away with the reaction to it.
Well, Toby, it's good to speak to you.
Good to speak to you guys, too. Have
no doubt we'll see you lording up at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Exeter.
Big Weekend, yes. Yeah. See you there.
Big coat.
Yeah, massive coat.
I'll wear it.
And long may you reign.
Well, thank you. Well, for a year, but apart from that.
Hey, Toby.
Hey.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, close enough.
Okay.
It was just both Toby.
Yeah. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Do you remember what... Ooh, try again. I'll just run up to it. Hang on. Do you remember a while back, that's better, on the show... An Italian man was sending Chris some really close-up shots to his phone. What was that? Really dirty pictures.
Of food?
And the kind of sort of pictures that if they popped up on your phone at work and somebody else saw them, they'd be like, oh, what's going on there?
Well, of
really
food.
Really close-ups,
it was,
weren't they?
Yeah, close-ups of what pasta they were cooking in the deli. Basically, because I go to the deli quite a lot.
Near Radio 1?
Yeah. He started sending me pictures of the food that he was creating. It's quite all very weird.
That is odd, but like that's quite good service from your local delicatessen, isn't it? Like telling you what the special pastas are every day.
It was well good.
How did you get his number in the first place, please?
I actually don't remember. I don't quite remember why that happened.
It's a bit odd having the man that works in the deli's number, a little bit.
But I think I got a text from him at some point, which makes me think someone will have given him my number. He's like that, though. He calls in favours and he sort of, he asks around people that know people and calls in favours like that.
And he's been texting you again, hasn't he?
He has been, yeah.
This time, no pics.
I get a text every couple of hours reminding me to do something that I haven't done yet. To be fair, it's actually quite helpful because I will do this.
Okay.
But basically, the guy who works in the deli, who I don't really know very well, knows that I work for Radio 1.
Yeah.
And so mentioned to me that I think it's his brother, or in fact, I don't even think it's his brother, I think it's his cousin's wedding coming up.
Right.
And that he wants to make a video for the speech, or like a video as a present.
Right.
And can I ask some famous people when they come into Radio 1 to record messages? This is for the guy who works in the deli's
in the local
cousin.
Cafe, for his cousin.
And since then, I get texts all the time from him saying, have you done the video yet? Have you done
I love
the
video? That he's giving you constant tasks, though. It's really good.
Yeah. Well, he wanted me to find some famous people. And I said to him, well, look, I really don't think I can do that. So he said, it's fine if just me and you do it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you could have asked Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg when they came in a while ago.
Yeah, can you imagine?
But you just forgot, right? Has he requested people? Like Beyonce, Ed Sheeran?
Do you know what? To be brutally honest, I don't even think he listens to this show.
No.
Right?
They don't have it on.
But so anyway, he's I think he's kind of settled
for
me and you. He did text me though saying on one of his texts, PS, already got an ex-gladiator from a TV show who's done the video. Then I got a load more texts saying, have you done it yet? Have you done it yet? Then I got another one saying, Hugh just did one for me. Come on, Chris, time is ticking. Now
he's putting a time limit on you. I like it.
But I don't know which Hugh this would be. Is this Hugh
Stevens,
Hugh Edwards?
Yeah.
It could be.
Let's just do it now. Do you know the cousin's name?
Can we get it done?
Yeah, let's do it now. Otherwise, you'll just forget.
On one of the texts, it says it's for Lou and Lorenzo.
Sure.
I'm not sure on the relationship between any of these guys.
Okay.
Do we just do it now?
Okay, go on.
Fine. Okay, this is happening.
Hi, Lou. Hi, Lorenzo. It's Scott Mills here from BBC Radio 1. Happy wedding day.
And big love to your brother or cousin, Danny, who gives us food at lunchtimes occasionally.
Okay. Did that record?
Yes.
Good.
Job done.
Send, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you sent it to the deli man, the
video? I've sent it, yeah.
Has he replied yet?
Not yet.
Good enough, need more celebrities.
I'm worried that might be what happens.
Yeah. It's like, who's that? You'll have to explain. He has got no idea. That's a good point from Leon in Manchester. What happened to your barber? Do you still speak to him, your barber that you've had since childhood?
Yeah, still speak to him. Why?
But you don't get your hair cut there anymore, do you?
It's a long conversation.
But it's still on talking terms.
He'll be listening right now. I love you, Andy.
But I don't see you anymore.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, then, it's Friday. Let's do this. Let's get the bangers out. You keen?
I am so keen for this, especially as it's Friday. We've got to go big today, Scott.
Let's go big. Hello, Robbie.
Hello, how are you both?
All right, thank you. So you're 22, you're from actual Surrey.
Actual Surrey, not the fake one, yeah, the actual one.
And what do you do as an actual job?
I help organise festivals, which is quite an exciting job, people
Whoa.
Tell me.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Do you, like, crazy. Book the acts and stuff?
No, well, I don't book them, but once they've been booked, I take over from there. So I make sure they have their tickets, so they know where they're going, etc. You find it quite interesting, I guess. And you'd be quite surprised about how many people don't know what they're doing, really, when they go to these festivals. So you've got to kind of explain it to them.
Well, yeah. that's artists for you. They don't know what day of the week it is, generally.
They don't at all. No,
do you get to sort their special requests?
Yeah, the riders, yeah. I deal with them, yeah. Some of them are quite interesting, and I'm sure you've heard of some of the interesting ones.
Well, yeah, well, some of them are mare, aren't they?
What's like the red M&Ms and stuff like that.
Does that actually happen?
I've heard it once, but not from me. Not when I was working there, but I've heard of it happening, yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've had to get for somebody's rider?
One artist had to bring their pet with them. And their pet wasn't a usual pet; it was a snake.
Okay.
So we had to get the cage and the glass thing for it, and the food, and it was just a bit interesting. It was a bit different, but I don't get any of the stuff. So luckily, someone else gets that. But I just got to make sure it gets. If you understand?
Got you. Yeah. Okay. So you have to send one of your operatives out to get some snake food.
Yeah, pretty much snake food or vodka, very common.
Mm.
And,
snake.
And which artist was that with the snake there?
I'm not sure I can tell you.
Go on, then.
It was... No, I don't think I should tell you.
Okay, give us a clue, because everyone was going to want to know.
Well, they played at Reading 2 years ago.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, no, big... Are you talking, big artist?
No, this one wasn't that big. Second stage.
Okay.
Second stage.
Okay, we'll look that up in a minute. People will try and guess.
Cool. Yeah, they will.
What are you organising this year?
So we've got Reading Leeds on, we've got Latitude Festival, we've got EDC, which is a one-day festival, dance festival.
You, my friend, are a man to know.
You are. You could sort us right out of the festivals.
Well, you guys are people to know as well. I think I'm more nervous speaking to you than the other way around.
No,
I think you have more power.
No, mate. Stop that. Okay, right, are you ready for some bangers?
I'm so ready.
I am so ready. Okay, I've got a proper crowd pleaser today. It's Friday. Imagine this being played at high volume. Get this in your life. Come on. Yes. Don't laugh.
Sorry.
Come on, this is good.
Who's this again?
Usher.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this? Yeah. Don't who Usher.
This is like if you're getting ready with hair curlers and hair dryers and stuff
really
like
that.
It's one of those tunes.
Oh, come on. Very girly, how rude.
Yeah, very girly. I'm saying if you're out, you should be going out and listening to something like this.
Oh.
Interesting.
This is Skrillex, Bangarang. Okay. I don't need to say much about this other than this is a massive tune and it deserves to be played this Friday.
And the song name, Bangarang, kind of fits in with the title of the game quite well, doesn't it?
It's just good enough. Yeah, we should call this whole game Bangarang.
I think you really should. Yeah.
I feel we're bonding here. Do the right thing.
Okay, no, you do the right thing.
They're both really good songs. So I'm thinking, if I go out tonight, what would I like to hear the most before when I'm getting ready, maybe, before I go out?
Before you go out, that's right.
Before, not when I'm out.
No, because once you're out, but before you go out...
Yeah, once I'm out, it's like going back.
Yeah, but what would you listen to then, I wonder?
I think I'm going to have to go with Chris's choice, I'm afraid. Skrillex, Bangarang.
It's back in the game.
Right, well, you led me up a path there, didn't you?
I'm sorry.
I'm cutting you off
now. Let's have it.
Goodbye. Another safety song there.
It's not safe. It beat yours.
That was Bangarang by Skrillex on BBC Radio 1, which beat Usher on today's bangers.
DJ Falling in Love.
No, DJ Got Us Falling in Love.
That's the one.
Now, was I dreaming or did I hear that Skrillex song this morning somewhere? Or did I just imagine that?
It's a great song.
Where was it? Did I hear it? Maybe on the Nick's tape earlier.
It's a very, very, very good song.
Have you been getting inspiration from the Nick's tape? Is that what you've been doing?
It's a very good song. It's a very good song.
But was it on Nick Grimshaw's show this morning, though?
It's a very good song.
We'll resume this on Monday. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Charlotte on Twitter, who says, I'm a massive One Direction fan, but I'm hating Innuendo Bingo being on hiatus more than they are.
I can understand that.
Right, yeah. It's been off for a while now. We're into March and no Innuendo Bingo. Still on hiatus at the moment.
But I don't know.
Miss it, but Innuendo Bingo does what it wants. I mean, it'll come back when it wants to. Do you know what I mean?
If we bring it back, I'm worried I wouldn't be able to perform the same anymore.
That's the thing, you see. Like, lack of practice, you could have lost it, mate. Like, then, all the spray may have gone.
Yeah, or spray too early or whatever. There'll be all sorts of issues going on.
Yeah.
No, you just don't know how you're going to be able to play the game the same.
Yeah.
As when we were playing it at, like, its peak.
Yeah. To be able, like, the first time you play it, you'll probably spray within, like, 5 seconds before the clip, even, maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows what's going to happen? I'm sure it'll be back at some point. Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1. You know I absolutely love it when you send me emails about stuff that's happened in your life or things you've seen or stories from your friends. I love it. And you do it a lot now, but keep them coming in. All the stories, please, to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Someone who's done that is Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
You've got a bit of a show and tell for us, haven't you?
Yeah.
Trumpets, please. So Lisa is going to tell us something that she spotted and share it with the rest of the class. What have you got?
Okay, I'm doing some decorating at home and I was Googling how to wallpaper around an arch.
I mean, do you not know how to do that?
No, it's only my second time wallpapering.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue, to be fair.
See, that's the wonderful thing about the internet. It's a leveller. It can make anyone experts in anything.
Yeah, definitely.
What was the last one that you had a look at, the how-to video there?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I'm not sure if...
Actually, I know which one it was.
The one that always sticks in my mind, I don't know if it's the last how-to video I saw.
No, but I remember this story.
But I remember us talking...
The shaving thing.
Yeah, I can't remember if we've said this on the radio or not, but it was a how-to video in how to shave in a... Mm-hmm. In an area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
And there was a very great video on there, which they basically used balloons to demonstrate.
Did they?
Yeah.
What, they shaved balloons?
That's what they were saying, how to do it safely.
Mm.
And obviously balloons... You know, it takes very little for them to burst. So anyway, it's a fascinating video and they use balloons to demonstrate.
Yeah, see, I don't think we've discussed this on air, but we have now.
No.
Mine was how to do a hard-boiled egg.
Was it?
Yeah.
There is a how-to video, I think, for everything. And I'd love to test that. I'd love to find... In fact, do you know what I'd love to do is find videos where there isn't a how-to video
and
demonstrating
one.
It and then do it.
Let's do it.
And let's make a whole series of them.
Right, if anyone's tried to find a how-to video and it's not been there, can you let us know what for and we'll do one?
Yeah, or just plough in loads of them
into
search engines and we can then make the ones where they don't exist. Literally anything.
Anything. Okay, so what have you found?
When I was Googling how to paper around an arch...
Is that one?
Yeah.
It was it sounded like it was narrated by Chris Stark.
Okay.
Well, no, this is a business idea that we've literally just come up with on air.
Yeah.
I'm well up for making these how-to videos. Well, by you saying I've done
like
one already.
Done one, yeah.
Definitely.
Now, Lisa, I've not heard this, but I have got the thing that you sent to me on email here.
Okay.
So let's have a listen. Chris, is there anything you want to say before we play this? Have you done any how-to video about wallpapering at art?
No, I can't even pretend that I'm not sure whether this is something I would have done, because I would love to do something like this. But no, I don't think this is me.
When wallpapering in arches, the strips are first hung beside and above the arch with an overlap of 2 to 3 centimetres.
Oh, my word.
It doesn't sound anything like me.
It does, though.
Why? Because it sounds a bit simple.
A neat finish is obtained especially with patterned wallpaper by using corner profile strips, which can be moulded to any radius.
It does sound a bit like you.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't, though. It's not the same.
A little bit. What else have you got for us, Chris?
Allow the solvent to evaporate by leaving the glue to set for at least 2 hours. Then, fill the profile strip.
I know what you mean, Lisa.
The wallpaper strips are once again hung over the arch and notched with an overlap of 2 to 3 centimetres.
You think that sounds nothing like you?
I don't think... Well, actually, no, it sounds a little bit like me, but I haven't done this. I would remember. So then the only way this must be happening is if someone is recording me off the radio and stitching together sentences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, to make an instructional video, but that would be well weird.
Because we always talk about solvents.
The wallpaper strips are once again hung over the arch and notched with an overlap of 2 to 3 centimetres.
I mean, if they've stitched that together from stuff on the show, that's very clever.
Is that someone then? Is that a trained actor who's been asked to sound like me? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
With voiceovers, often they say, look, we want this specific sound. So instead of booking me, they've got someone they've got someone else as a sound.
Someone
like.
Even cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I worry might be going on here. There's someone who's
taking all your money.
It's like a supermarket opening that's like a cheaper Lidl.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Lisa, maybe we should put this to the test, do you think?
Definitely.
Okay, here we go. Chris?
Yeah?
I'm going to play a clip. Ekate e ripete.
Okay, but you want me to sound like myself. You don't want me to just repeat how that person's talking.
No, just be you.
Otherwise, I'm doing a sound alike of someone doing a sound alike of me.
Okay, I get you. No, just be you.
If necessary, the profile strip can then be painted to match the wallpaper.
If necessary, the profile strip can be...
No, you're not doing you now, are you? You're just, like, pretending to be him. Just say it in your voice.
If necessary, the profile strip can then be painted to match the wallpaper.
If necessary, the profile strip can be matched to fit the wall colour, or whatever it was. It's not similar, Scott.
Lisa, what do you think?
Oh, it sure is.
What I might do is next time you're off on one of your random days that I don't even find out about is get this guy.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there's been a few recently. Where is this? Oh, Chris isn't here today. All right, where is he? Oh, no one knows. So next time
Who's been telling you that?
Well, I just don't know where you are these days. Anyway, that's for off.
You're
air.
Told with plenty of notice take a holiday.
Here on my own and no one tells me. Anyway, so...
Well, we all have that, Scott. I come in on a Friday, hear that you're off for 2 weeks on the Monday.
Anyway, this is not for now. But if anyone knows who this guy is, maybe next time Chris has an unannounced day off.
Well, I should point out I'm not here next Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, right, there we are then. Let's get him in.
Now's the right time to say that.
If anyone knows who this guy is, then let me know. It could be a good stand-in. Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Thanks for bringing that to the table. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
It's Scott. How are you doing?
Hi, Scott. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What are you doing this Friday?
I am in my unit making blinds, which is what I do for a living.
And where's that?
In Tarleton, which is the northwest.
Oh, okay.
Have you had a nice holiday?
Sorry?
Have you had a nice holiday?
Holiday?
Yeah, I get why you'd get that impression.
Oh, I see.
I thought you'd been away somewhere or something.
No, well, only to the morning show.
Oh, right, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's right.
This is the problem with this illness that seems to be going around Radio 1. This is the perception that people get. It's just that everyone's on holiday.
Yeah.
Sunning themselves somewhere.
No, I was... well, I was sunning myself, but that's after the show at the Tanning Temple.
Oh, dear.
No, we've been doing Grimmy's show for 2 days, but back on now.
Oh, OK. I'm sorry, I should have known that,
absolutely
really.
Fine. Don't worry about it. OK, so should we play Real or No Real?
Yeah, sounds good.
Today, I'm treating you to a minor celebrity special. Do you love minor celebrities as much as me?
You mean like Z-listers? Yeah,
yeah, blooming love them, I do.
I don't know. People often band around the word Z-list. I'm Z-list, but I would say the people that are covered in this kind of minor celebrity game are more like C or D-list.
Okay, I wouldn't say you were Z-list, Chris. No.
Okay. Where are you saying on the alphabet?
Honestly. Maybe like P.
Yeah, P. Fine, P-list.
Okay. Good. I'm saying that I'm like an F.
Yeah, who's on the A-list, though?
Above Chris.
A-list is Leonardo DiCaprio that, right?
Like people proper. Who are actually really talented, like Kim Kardashian, would not be A-list.
You're great because you throw so much shade at Mills here without realising it.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Here we go then.
Where's Scott? F list, did you say?
No, I said F.
Yeah.
Where are you placing me?
You used to do National Lottery, didn't you?
So yes.
That's quite big, so
right.
Maybe like C.
Done more than that.
C-list.
C, okay.
I know you have.
I'm happy with C, actually. Well, see, you've gone quite
I'm
high.
I'm surprised, actually, yeah, if she was using the whole alphabet.
No, like, to C is quite good. Anyway, let's play Minor Celebrity, Real or No Real.
Funny man Russell Kane is this month's cover star of a car registration plate magazine.
Wow.
Oh, hon.
He hasn't been about for a while, has he? But I don't see how there would be a link between him and car registration plates.
It's a good point, Nat, because often minor celebrities are meant to be matched with the product.
Yeah.
Because there's a sort of shared experience.
However, Russell Kane is a prime person that would have a personalised number plate.
So you think
what do you think it would be?
I think it would be like... I think it would be like funny, but with a one instead of an I. Even though you don't spell funny that way, that's how he would spell it on his car, funny.
Oh, right.
Have you personalised one?
Yeah, I was just about to ask the same. You haven't, have you, Scott?
No.
Have you tried to buy it?
My dad is all about them.
What, MIL 501?
Yeah. He's like Hampshire's version of Dead Mouse. Go on, Pete.
I wasn't aware that there was a magazine for this as well. Is this, you know, what shelf would this live on then? Because surely it's just a magazine full of number plates. It's a bit niche, isn't it?
Next to the tractor magazines, isn't it? And all that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think even there, there's more to talk about, isn't there? there's at least a discussion. This must just surely have a list of plates.
I think it's the ones that are available to buy.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, yeah.
It sounds like then it's monthly. So then let's say Russell Kane is this month's. I would love you, Scott, to be another month's cover.
Maybe
on the registration plate magazine.
Maybe me and my dad could be on.
Yeah. Oh, even better. Yeah. Pete Mills.
Father and son's besh.
Yeah.
So is funny man Russell Kane this month's cover star of a car registration plate magazine, Chris?
I'm going to go real on this one.
Sarah?
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Wow.
So the comedian appears on the front cover of the March issue of Reg Transfers magazine.
Is he naked?
That's a real thing, no. He is holding his Reg plate. It's his new number plate, which is KAN333E. You can also catch Russell on tonight's Celebrity Mastermind.
Oh, he's having a great week.
And next,
Katie Price cleared a nightclub dance floor when she took it upon herself to belt out a number of ballads.
I think it's tricky when celebrities turn up at nightclubs and they're not DJing.
Yes.
And it's just like, it's called a personal appearance.
Mm. And they have a lot of photos taken with people, a lot of selfies.
They wave.
And wave at the crowd. But after that, it's a little, what else is going to happen?
Yeah, generally that's what happens. They'll roll out, they'll wave at the crowd, and then they'll go to a back room, and then a huge queue of people will then leave the dance floor to then go have
photos.
To go
and meet them, yeah, like in a queue.
Yeah, so that's the problem. I can see this being real because I can imagine Katie Price has turned up at the club. She's not there to DJ, so really what else are you going to do? You either just stand and wave, do some kind of speech, or you're going to sing.
Hang on a minute. I've just thought of something.
What?
Did she not have a song out with Peter Andre?
A Whole New World.
Oh, it was that
wasn't
as well.
Wasn't it A Whole New World for the wedding? I don't know if it was released, but I remember they did a duet together.
I remember playing it.
Oh, that must be... No way.
I've played
would
it.
Would you have done that?
I've played it
surely
on anyone.
You wouldn't do
yeah.
that. She's not the greatest singer. I don't know if she'd be the first person to admit that, but I don't think she's a brilliant singer.
She needs help of auto-tune, maybe, yeah.
I'm assuming she had a microphone somehow. Maybe she like got the DJ's microphone or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to go real on this one. Sarah?
I'll go with you then, real. Yeah.
That one is real.
Ooh.
Katie Price successfully managed to clear the dance floor at Passion nightclub in Sunderland when she did take the DJ's microphone and sang Leanne Rimes' How Do I Live?
Oh.
I have that moment for you right now. It's not good quality, but you get the idea.
Oh, no.
Okay. okay.
No, that's not ideal on a night out, is it?
It just is a bit of a buzzkill on the dance floor, do you know what I mean?
I'd slope off to the bar.
And next, reality TV star Joey Essex held back on having all four of his wisdom teeth removed for fear it would affect his intelligence.
That's good.
You never know, do you, though? Like, if you have something removed, maybe it will make you more stupid, and he doesn't need that.
Well, why are they called wisdom teeth? Does
because
anyone know?
When you get them at 25 and you're meant to be full of wisdom.
Is that a fact?
I don't know.
It is the kind of thing that Joey would do, though. He'd be like, oh.
Wisdom teeth. I can't afford to lose those.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I do love him, though.
I mean, if this works with him, then we can do all sorts of stuff surrounding his funny bone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we can really get him paranoid.
Now, I think I have seen Joey on social medias having some kind of op. I'm sure he's having an operation at the moment.
Well, he's very protective of his teeth. They're always pearly white, like yours.
Thank you.
Thing is, if you need to get your wisdom teeth removed, it would suggest he's probably in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And that should be the overriding thing here, not worrying about being more stupid.
So if I've seen him on Twitter and he's having an operation, but this is saying he's held back on having them all removed.
Okay.
So maybe he's had some.
No, I don't think you can hold back on something like this. So I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Yay.
But, as I thought, Joey did share a picture on his Instagram recovering after dental surgery with the caption, four wisdom teeth out this morning. Ouch.
Ooh.
Oh, bless him. That's got to hurt.
Ooh.
At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 30. Sarah, you got 20. Unlucky.
Oh.
Listen, have an amazing weekend.
Thank you.
And thank you for being on today.
You're welcome.
Those are Friday's best bits, back Monday at 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.